It's 8:42 on this Thursday morning with the Musers, and it's a big night tonight at the American Airlines Center. The Mavericks will finally, after all these years, retire Mark Aguirre's jersey number 24. And joining us now, let's open the door and welcome him into the studio, is our memorabilia expert, Shorty DeFazio. Hey,
what's going on, Dan Behera, guys?
Hey, Shorty, how are you?
Yeah, doing good down in the Dallas, the Big D and everything. You know, we brought the store down here. And a lot of the items from, hey, that's an unusual item. It's my store. It's in the Northeast. Stop by if you ever end the Northeast, stop by. We're there on the left.
Where exactly in the Northeast?
It's up there. You know, you go take the exit marked Northeast.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it's right there on the left.
New York.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You go past a few streets.
Okay.
And then you'll see the big thing. And then the left after that, and then take a right and go south to the thing.
So okay. You move the whole shop down here, and you're going to be set up outside the American Airlines.
That's right, George. And I'm certainly glad you brought that up.
Are you okay today?
I'm fine. I'm fine today and every day. But the weather's been really bad down here. And,
yeah.
You know, that's why I have something for each of you guys. I brought some unusual items for you related to the weather.
Okay.
This here is a signed pic of Pete Delkus, and you can see it's totally it's jacket off. He's totally jacket off there.
And
he signed it for you guys there. Kind of a pearlescent signature there that you see.
Thank you.
Not sure what that's about, but anyway, brought that for each of you guys celebrate the bad weather.
Okay, well, thanks.
But I don't know if a lot of the Mavs fans know, but tonight for the big Mark Aguirre jersey retirement.
Yeah, it's a big night.
It's big doings down there. So I thought I'd fly down here, make a quick buck selling some merchandise. So
okay.
I'm getting set up right. We're going to have a heated tent outside the AAC.
Okay.
Which, by the way, that place needs to be torn down so they can build a basketball casino or something down on that site.
Don't you think that'd be great? I don't know about that.
Yeah, they're trying to.
I think that'd be wonderful. So you can get in out of the cold and step inside the heated tent, browse the merchandise, see the whatnots, the bric-a-bracs that I'm offering for purchase because I have all unusual items.
Okay.
I deal in all the most unusual sports items. We got everything from Jason Kidd's rollover destroyed SUV with a Tony Braxton cassette still jammed in the dash.
You have that?
Playing at haunting post-crash half speed. all the way to a roll of Popeye Jones ear tamer tape that he used to have to put on before every game.
Okay.
Keep them Dumbo ears down. We got it all. It is a Valhalla, a Taj Mahal
of Maverick stuff.
Yes. If you like the Mavericks, you'll love Shorty DeFazio's heated tent tonight.
How did you get the kid SUV?
And I don't have a long time to talk to you guys.
Okay.
I don't have time for questions like that, Greg.
Okay, come on. Fair enough.
Because I got to get back down there to set up the Tyson Chandler kissing booth that we have going on.
What? How's that memorabilia?
All kinds of stuff going on down there.
Yeah.
So you may have heard Mark Aguirre's jersey. It may be retired. I will acknowledge
it's going
that.
To be, yeah.
But his memorabilia is still in the game.
Okay, nice.
How about this? The intervention worn jersey that Mark wore during the tense exchange with Roy Topley.
Okay.
When they all sat down and said, you got to do something about this. $300. These are very rare intervention worn jerseys.
Yeah, I didn't know that he was in on that.
Speaking of the troubled Mark teammate.
Uh-huh.
I have a Roy Topley feed bag of cocaine
for
$1,700. This is top-notch stuff.
You can't sell that.
He would do it after games. He would strap on his cocaine feed bag and
he
walk home.
That. No.
Ridiculous.
Home.
When you think of Mark, you think of Dallas Mavericks.
Sure.
That's why I have the toupee Mark Cuban wore on season 3 of Shark Tank.
He wears a toupee.
$48 for that.
I don't know about that.
Mark Aguirre was nothing if not a professional.
These descriptions.
That's why I have got the shoes Natalie Portman wore in the movie Leon the Professional for $20.
What a stretch.
Yeah.
That's not Aguirre memorabilia.
Speaking of stretched, T-shirt worn by Dick Motta that says, I like big butts and I cannot lie. $1,200.
Wow.
Man.
Authenticated by Chili Davis and Cheryl Hines.
Strange.
And everyone might remember Don Carter.
Yes.
It is a certainty that everyone might remember Don Carter.
Yes, what a great man.
I have Don Carter's 10-gallon hat autographed by Bob Ortegal and Abe Lincoln. It's $30 because we can't quite authenticate all the autographs.
There's no way Abe Lincoln signed that.
But when it comes to sports, George, I don't have time for you to ask that question
because I
got to say this. When it comes to sports, everyone loves Super Bowl.
Yep.
I've got an antique here.
Okay.
A Cowboy Super Bowl pennant. 30 years old.
Wow, that's
$40.
Really
it's
old.
It's antique now.
Okay.
Worth a lot more. How about this? I think you're going to love it.
What's going on with you?
Larry Brown's MVP award that was pawned only 2 years after he won it.
$2,000.
He's a little down on his luck. He had to.
No, he's not.
Larry's doing fine. He's doing fine.
For more recent Cowboy fans, how about this? DeMarcus Lawrence's voodoo doll of Micah Parsons, $3,600. You'll see the big needle in the
That's right. It works.
Wow.
How about this? The penile chastity cage Jordan Hudson keeps locked on the 7-time Super Bowl winning peen of Bill Belichick. Huh? $100.
That's all?
Yeah, it hasn't been, sanitized or nothing. And Bill Polian's pledge of non-Bill Belichick voting, signed by Polian and 9 other writers, $7,800. This one's fresh.
Wow.
This one's real fresh.
Turn that one right off.
And finally, Cowboys cheerleader hot pants, new $5 used, $10.
Yeah. That's an unusual item. There he goes, Shorty DeFazio. Check him out tonight outside the AAC.